Hello everyone, it's Meg here. Welcome to the Cheap Seat Podcast. I'm so incredibly excited to be able to finally share this with you guys and talk about it. It is something that I've been working on for a little while now. I just wanted to do a wee introduction and talk about a little bit of background knowledge on me and my business and what I do, and then also just introduce you guys to the podcast, explain a little bit about the hows and whys and whos, and do all that sort of admin type things, answering all your questions that you've been messaging me on Instagram and email and things like that, just so we can all be on the same page, so we can start and go on this journey together, because I'm so grateful for this. So my name is Meg. I'm on Instagram as Meg Wells, but Wells, the E is an X, so M-E-G-W-X-L-L-S. I originally started my Instagram as a freelance page. I studied makeup artistry, photography, business, and I am a licensed hairdresser. I was based in Christchurch, and then I moved up to Auckland and basically have launched myself into the fashion industry, where I'm now back in Christchurch, and I am with a company that has just opened up here but is based in Auckland. So that's kind of my background and how my Instagram started. Now it's more of a lifestyle and abuse awareness page, bit of everything. It's kind of just my happy place. I love Instagram, I love social media, and I love everyone that follows me. You guys are amazing. But yeah, in terms of this podcast, it actually all started back when I shared my story on my Instagram story about an abusive relationship that I have just come out of. Now, it was an 8-year relationship with a close friend of mine. He was my best friend, and he was just the worst person ever. All emotional abuse, encouragement of eating disorders, weight loss and things like that. Just like ultimate gaslighting shit, and it was horrible, to say the least. I don't want to get into it too much right now because I will be sharing it. And if you've already heard it, you probably don't want to hear it again in the introduction to the podcast. But yeah, so basically that's where all of this stemmed from. And I got a lot of response from that, from all different kinds of people, all walks of life, people that follow me, people that discovered me on Instagram that day, people that heard it through friends, family, an incredible response, and it really made me think, wow, this is so important, and I do want to talk about this more. So that's where I'm currently at with my Instagram and my awareness spreading. Now, the podcast, it came about as I was having breakfast with a friend, and we were talking about eating disorders, as she suffers with a binging disorder, and we were talking about how people are so afraid to talk about how they feel and what they actually go through during the process of having an eating disorder. People always want to talk about the successes and how they came out of it in the future, and all that kind of thing. But they never actually want to talk about how they feel during it, what they think during it, what their life is like, what their day-to-day looks like, because it's a scary topic and it makes other people feel uncomfortable when you talk about it. So I thought to myself, wow, what a great idea it would be to be able to have a platform that you could say exactly how you feel, say exactly what you want, and have zero consequences in terms of people judging you based on who you are and what you look like and all the politics that are behind that, and it just being about exactly what you're saying, and the feelings behind that, and spreading awareness about what you're talking about. So here came the cheap seats. Yeah, so we're doing a anonymous podcast where I've been interviewing people around the idea of shame and vulnerability, lots of different stories, lots of different people, but all based around that theme for this specific series. I've recorded interviews, I've scripted, and I have re-recorded using my own voice to keep it 100% anonymous for you guys. So it literally is just going to be about what we're talking about and have zero politics, which I'm really excited for, because it is so incredibly interesting talking to these people and them just saying exactly how they feel and opening up the conversation for you guys. And it is really important to me that we talk about these types of things, because I think in this day and age, we need to be more connected with each other as human beings and just forget all the bullshit, especially on social media. It is so twisted. It can be so twisted. And that's all I want, is to spread awareness and open that conversation to you guys. So that's the angle I'm coming from. I'll be releasing them an episode at a time. Each episode is going to be one speaker, one story, but surrounding the same theme of vulnerability and shame. But yeah, so if you guys want to follow the journey of how the podcast goes and things like that, you can follow me on Instagram. It's probably the best place to go. If you follow me, Meg Wells, the E in Wells is an X, so MEGWXLLS. I'll be updating my stories as I do so often. On there, there'll be a highlight on my page about the podcast, the processes, everything to do with it, all the behind the scenes, all on there. So go give my page a follow, and thank you so much for tuning in. It does honestly mean the world to me, and I'm so incredibly grateful that these people have entrusted me in telling their stories and have given me the right to speak on behalf of them. And also, that takes me to the disclaimer that I have been given the rights and the sign-offs from these people that I've interviewed to be able to share these stories. Everything is 100% anonymous, so no names, places, or brands will be shared. But yeah, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Cheap Seats, and I will get into why it is called that maybe at the end, but you'll have to wait and see. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I'm so looking forward to this journey, and enjoy the podcast.